I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 29th. Quincy veteran Joe Brill has died. Brill died after suffering a heart attack while going to the Thanksgiving Day football game outside Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. He was 65. Brill was a staunch advocate for veterans' issues and an avid baseball fan. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has waived the $2,000 liquor license renewal fee for 200 businesses for 2022. It is the second year in a row that the fee has been waived, as Koch says he wants to help small businesses who've been impacted by the pandemic. Fires at the Home Depot on Willard Street and a house at 166 Granite Street in Quincy Sunday afternoon are both under investigation. There were no injuries in either blaze. For the first time in decades, the combined Quincy-North Quincy High School marching band won first place in the band competition during yesterday's 68th annual Quincy Christmas Parade. Quincy and North Quincy High Schools won first and second place in the non-commercial float competitions. The American Red Cross will be holding a community blood drive at the Quincy Sons of Italy on Quarry Street from 1 to 7 today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 29th.